we welcome our guest, Elia English. Elia, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I am doing fine. And never in my wildest dream did I ever think I would get to talk to you.
Wow.
You have done so many things. You have been very successful in the things that you're doing. And I guess most people remember you from the Jamie Foxx show.
That's right. Aunt Helen.
Okay. How was it working with Jamie Foxx?
Oh, my goodness. It was a blast, HJ. It was such a blast. I'm telling you, he was a joy to work with. I remember when I auditioned for the show, and, you know, you have to go through these different stages. But the wonderful stage that I got to was when I got that final call back, and he was there reading with me. And what I loved about working with Jamie is that Jamie, we have our dialogue that is scripted, and then he'll go on his tangent. And it's sort of like just going on this beautiful roller coaster ride where you just want to stay on it as long as you can. And I just wanted to stay with him and ride and ride, and I'd go and he'd go and I'd go. And it was such fun. And that's what it was like being on the show and playing his aunt. It was a joy, a joy.
You know what? The interesting thing is, you guys were so believable that we felt that you were his aunt, Helen.
Well, part of the believability in it is that I actually have some nephews that are close to his age.
Uh-huh.
So I was really, really young when my older sisters had their first sons. And so my nephews are kind of very close to age. So for me, it was like that. But I was playing much older, though. So that's why it was good for me to play his aunt, because it was like playing with my real nephews, just being with my real nephews.
Wow.
Yeah.
Another person. How about Garrett Morgan?
Oh, I call him my legend. My legend, HJ. I watched him on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
I mean, I never in my wildest dreams that I would say that to him. I cannot believe I'm playing your wife on television. Who'd have thought?
Wow, really? What are some other roles that you have done?
Let's see. Well, I got to be with Dane Cook in Good Luck Chuck, which was a film role where I played his receptionist in a dental office. And, you know, she also wanted to find love, so she got caught up in whatever was going on. I don't know if many people have seen that. It's on DVD now.
Okay.
And I also got an opportunity to work with Will Ferrell and, oh, my goodness, Andre Benjamin. They call him Andre 3000.
Right.
He played my son in Semi-Pro. And so that's playing actually on HBO, I think, and it's also out on DVD. So let's see, what else? And I got to be on Martin. I got to play Mrs. Booker on Martin. And, I mean, I've been blessed, really. I've just been blessed.
So what are you doing now, Elia?
Right now, well, there's a movie coming out called My Sister's Keeper with Alec Baldwin and Cameron Diaz, where I'm going to be in that. And that should be, I think it's in June. It's a, New Line Cinema feature, and it's
okay.
A beautiful story. It's really a heart-wrencher, so make sure you take your Kleenex with you when you want to go and watch it.
Wow.
But also right now, I have now become an author, and I've written a book called I Am That I Am, A Journey Through Adolescence. And adolescence is not spelled the usual way. I've got the quote fingers going. It's ADD-OL-LESS-FENSE.
Uh-huh.
And that has to do with my journey. It's basically the journey. You know, I kind of am a late bloomer, as it were. And my growing pains actually were still in my 20s. You know, most people, you consider yourself an adult when you're by the time you reach your 20s. Not me. I was 20 going on 13. So
hey.
I still had a lot to learn, and I was still trying to grow and understand. But I had to live my life as an adult. Because I was out on my own, I was in New York and working in theater, working on Broadway in Ain't Misbehavin', which also, are you guys like in New Jersey, right?
No, we're in Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach. I was in Norfolk, Virginia, and I did Ma Rainey's Black Bottom there.
Oh, okay.
And that was totally, totally awesome, totally awesome. So right now, that's what I'm working on, letting people get the book. It's about my purpose for writing it was to encourage, edify, and uplift readers, especially during the season that we're in, this kind of climate that we're in, where many people can find themselves worrying about, you know, sometimes where their next meal is going to come from, or sometimes whether they're going to pay that bill. But it's just to remind us of who we need to be trusting in.
When you started to write this book, did you ever think it would come into fruition?
Well, you know what, H.J., this wasn't the book. I started writing. I've been writing in my journals since I was a kid. But when my dad passed in 2005, I really was doing some intense journaling, because that was one of the ways I could actually work through my grief, you know, when I was grieving for my dad. And when I came back to L.A., I started working on a totally different book. And in the middle of working on that book, though, it was like, I don't know, I heard this calling, I guess, for lack of a better word, this calling of, now I want you to do something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Go and get your writings. And I thought, my writings? So I've kept all those writings that I've been doing over the years, and I have moved so many times. I mean, I was surprised that I still had them, the journal writings. And I had to start collecting things from the journal writings. I started collecting writings from it. Some of them were songs, lyrics to songs. Some of them were, you know, one day I might have been going through something and it came out poetically, how I had to write about it to get through it. And as I collected them, I had no idea even how the book was going to be organized. I was like, well, I don't know what order, but I just had to be obedient and just keep doing it. But I knew that I had to press forward in this one. I'd been writing the other one, like I said, since 2005, and it's 2009.
Wow.
And I was nowhere near completing that. But when I got this call to do this particular book, I knew that I had to complete it and get it published. I had to make it all the way through. And so it was really an intense writing session for myself of putting them together, organizing them, getting them, and, you know, putting them in the book, figuring out what they are. And then a few new things started to come as I was getting to how the book was going to end. So, no, I wasn't sure. I just kept going, kept going, kept going. And the next thing I know, I found this publishing company, and they wanted to work with me, and they were like, yes, yes, yes. And here it is now in book form. I still am surprised. I mean, I still look at it today and go, God, I could not have done this without your help.
Wow.